It's time for Supply Chain Now Radio, sponsored by Apex Atlanta and TalentStream. Broadcasting live from the supply chain capital of the country, Atlanta, Georgia, Supply Chain Now Radio spotlights the best in all things supply chain. The people, the companies, the technologies, the best practices, and the critical issues of the day. Now, here are your hosts.
All right. Good afternoon. Scott Luton here with you live on Supply Chain Now Radio. But we aren't in the ATL today. We're broadcasting in front of a live audience here at APIC's Top 50 Chapters Symposium in beautiful Orlando, Florida, just outside of Universal Studios. So let's hear it from our Orlando audience of fellow supply chainers and volunteer leaders. All right. All right, so to our audience, don't go anywhere. We're going to have a couple questions for you here in just a moment. I'm joined today by our fearless leader, Chris Barnes, President and Executive Director of Apex Atlanta. Good afternoon, Chris.
It's good to be here. I think it's the first time I'm in Orlando where it might snow.
Okay. So Apex Atlanta, for those of you that may not know, our listeners, we've been serving the Metro Atlanta community for almost 60 years. So glad to have Chris and our guest down here today for what's going to be a great conversation. For those of you, especially in the room, you may already know, huge news this week in the supply chain industry as we've seen the official launch of the Association for Supply Chain Management, ASCM. This is going to be opening some exciting new doors for our fellow APIX volunteer leaders and chapters, right, Chris?
Yeah, I've never been happier to be associated to something in my career. This is really exciting. Look forward to the bright future.
All right. And special thanks to Abe Eshkenazi, CEO of ASCM, for sitting down with Supply Chain Now Radio yesterday. We really enjoyed the conversation and certainly appreciate Abe's leadership. So to our listeners, you can learn more at www.ascm.org. So lots of great people to catch up with here at this event. We should give a shout out real quick to Steve Rudnicki, one of Supply Chain Now Radio's biggest and earliest supporters. Steve's a longtime APIX volunteer and is part of the Mid-Carolina chapter based in Columbia, South Carolina.
Notre Dame alum, thank you.
Notre Dame alum, that's right. Go Irish. All right. So, okay, Orlando audience and fellow ASCM members, two quick questions for you. So, number one, for those of you that may have been paying attention to the other groups here. So, here in Orlando, we're event neighbors this week with the American Society of Civil Engineers, ASCE. One of the neat things this robust group does is release scorecards on America's infrastructure. So, Orlando audience, by show of applause, how important is the country's infrastructure to our supply chain's collective success? All right. So, on that note, we've got some work to do, at least according to the ASCE, which has given our infrastructure a dismal D-plus on their most recent report card. So, check it out for yourself and learn more at asce.org. All right, on a much more serious note, question number two. We've got a little football game coming up in Atlanta at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in a week or so. So let's show our predictive analytics capabilities as supply chain super professionals. Audience, by show of applause, who thinks the LA Rams are going to win the big game?
All right. Los Angeles in the house.
Los Angeles chapter is in the house. Okay. And who thinks, there was a Go Saints, I knew we were going to get that. Who thinks the New England Patriots are going to win?
And who thinks the refs are going to win?
Oh, okay. We're going to keep on moving. We're going to keep on moving. Okay, so then it's official. The Patriots have got it. We can cancel the game, right, Jeff Leroy? Where's Jeff at?
Behind you.
Behind me. So Malcolm and the Supply Chain Now Radio research team, little factoid for you, shared a note with us earlier this morning. Jeff Leroy is officially the nation's number one certified Patriots fan. Did you know that, Jeff?
I am.
Okay. That comes with a championship belt or something.
And a top 50 chapter for APIC. So congratulations,
right.
Savannah.
APIC Savannah. All right. So, Chris, back on a serious note, for real this time, let's welcome today's featured guests. Both are active APIC and ASCM leaders. Brent Ruth, ACM Digital Operations, easy for you to say, and ERP Strategy Team Lead with Caterpillar, a Fortune 100 world leader that manufactures construction equipment, as everybody knows, right? Good afternoon, Brent.
Good afternoon.
Brent, you're also a graduate of the Citadel in wonderful Charleston, South Carolina, and served in the U.S. Marines as both enlisted and as a commissioned officer.
Both in the infantry.
Oh, thank you for your service. Really appreciate that.
Thank you.
I'm glad to have you here today.
Thanks.
Joe Shedlowski, consultant, educator, coach, and longtime APEX volunteer leader. Good afternoon, Joe.
Good afternoon.
For those of you that did not know, all two of you maybe, Joe spent 9 years on the APEX board of directors and was APEX president in 2007. Glad to have you here as
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, Scott, here at the show with these wonderful APEX leaders, I feel like I'm sitting at the table with a celebrity.
Absolutely.
Everybody seems to know Joe and want to say hey.
Well, you know, we brought everything but the kitchen sink. We've got an autograph book in here. We'll break it out and get your autograph here shortly, Joe, after the show today. So, Chris, as you know, today's episode centers around a critical theme, finding your heroes, supply chain talent development in your organization.
Yeah, the whole, and it's interesting, we're only narrowed it down to two. We got another interview this afternoon, but I think the whole room, we could probably interview everybody here. Their whole job is out there trying to help organizations grow, improve their employees professionally, and they're all kind of heroes within their own right, but they're also in there trying to find the internal heroes in their own companies and the customers that they serve. So let's kick it off here, Brent. You know, back to you a little bit. We'd spend a little bit of time with you. Give us, tell me a little bit about your background. I know you, were we allowed to say Caterpillar, Scott? I couldn't remember.
But, yes.
Yeah, so that's near and dear to my heart. I went to college, Bradley University, who the students happened to win the student case competition last year. If you don't
Go Braves.
Go Braves, and we've got a podcast with them. We interviewed them post-winning the APEX student case competition, so check that out from last year. So tell me a little bit about how you got to where you are, Brent.
Sure. With the Marine infantry background, I had a couple things. I like the taste of dirt, and I have a very high pain threshold,
okay.
which suited me well for a supply chain. Coming out of the Marines, APEX really helped me make that transition into the civilian world to be able to understand both the vernacular, the terminology of business and supply chain in particular, and that helped me well. And where I really got traction is, I would also say APEX is also the language of ERP.
Mm.
In that, I was also the deployment champion for at SAP deployment of our largest, most complex manufacturing campus to date, our mother tractor facility in East Peoria, beautiful Illinois.
Brent, what is SAP?
SAP is an enterprise resource planning system. It's one of the largest providers of software for enterprise resource planning that's utilized by more Fortune 500 companies than any other. And we went from legacy systems to a modern ERP solution suite. And with anyone who has been a survivor of that type of implementation would understand that you have strategic integrators, software providers, trying to explain to you the future and what you need to do to be able to transform to that, both from a process and solution side. But it's a different language. It's SAP EES, right? And so really going through both the CPIM and CSEP program during that transformation, I started to have several aha moments of really understanding both what the consultants and integrators were talking about. And that was really powerful for my for both myself and my team to be able to be ultimately successful in that transformation.
Have you ever, I've had this happen on occasion, when I go to a company, they say, we're using SAP, and it always takes me back. I'm like, you're using what?
What?
So has that ever happened? Happened?
Absolutely. It's it's almost like we're a lumber provider or wood mill when they talk that way.
Yes.
Especially if you're in Europe, they call it SAP as well. Mm. But it is a very powerful software platform. But if you don't take that enterprise view, that end-to-end, and that's where I think APEX really plays a big part. If you look at the certification offerings from CPIM, CSEP, and CLTD, you really have the breadth, that end-to-end knowledge base, and understanding of where the integration points across that entire platform, and that's what makes it powerful.
And I think speaking of the end-to-end, I think one of the surveys put out by Supply Chain Insights talked about how I think they surveyed about 400 supply chain professionals, and one of the most preferred traits of supply chain professionals coming into the industry is the ability to look upstream and downstream and understand what decision is made today, how that impacts other aspects of the operation. So end-to-end is being able to see the big picture is critically important.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super exciting. We talk about end-to-end, but we Scott talked about Association for Supply Chain Management earlier, and that's really what the mission, if you look at it, And again, take a look at the interview we did with Abe on supplychainnowradio.com. But it really talks about being able to provide a service to the end-to-end supply chain. And it's kind of an overlay for a best-of-breed enterprise resource planning system. So you're looking at the inbound, the outbound, and all the execution within. So it's a great alignment.
And speaking of Europe, you just spent some time, when we were doing some prep calls, you were in Ireland, I believe, right?
Yes, actually until last night. I flew back specifically for this, but a lot of the project work is the same. Caterpillar is really partnered with Apex. In fact, if you want to have long-term supply chain career advancement, it comes with certification. Mm. So we have a long-standing partnership with Apex on the development of our supply chain professionals. And in fact, I just came off a assignment in Mexico where I was able to work with our local Apex chapter, the Monterrey chapter, Jose Estrada and team.
And they're here today, I believe. Where's Monterrey?
They won an award, I
there,
think.
Yes, they got big award.
For being the best chapter named Monterrey in the room, I think.
That's right.
One of the best chapters in the Apex community, so congrats, Monterrey. But Brent, yeah. As you were saying.
Sure. So what we were able to determine is that we wanted to invest in the supply chain education and development of our Monterrey plants. So we had a challenge where I offered professional certification training to five plants within Mexico, with a caveat of if you're not able to fill a seat, I would find someone from one of the plants who would. And what we really saw was that it's very interesting, and I keep promising to write an article about it. I'll take Jim up on that later. But out of the five plants, I had three that told me they were too busy. Mm. And I had two plants who were very excited, and they scooped up all of the seats.
And we're too busy. That's almost as dangerous as, but that's how we've always done it, right?
Exactly.
Dangerous phrase in business. Yep. So two out of the five took you up on the offer, and what happened?
We had a successful training with our Apex partners in Monterrey, and in fact, we put about 50 people through the program, and they're still continuing on the certification test journey, but we've had more people certified in Caterpillar in Mexico than we've ever had before. So that was a significant success.
I think that's a round of applause for Caterpillar, and big win for Apex and ASCM.
And in Belfast, I'm trying to do the same thing. So again, partnering with the local Apex chapters to again develop and grow that supply chain expertise within our Caterpillar plants, because we see, again, our Mexico ERP planning system, although it is SAP, is different than our European SAP, is different than our U.S.
European
SAP.
SAP.
Yes,
right.
That's right.
Gotta get it right. So have you been developed a reputation for as being a Caterpillar employee that has when he offers you something, you better take it?
Absolutely. Right. And I think that by being able to espouse the benefits and be able to show the results that we've had against that, I think it is it's a powerful story.
Speaking of the results, you've got some, you were telling us in the prep call the two plants that took you up on the offer versus the three that didn't. Speak to that a little bit.
Sure, absolutely. Those two plants have gone on to distinguish themselves. In fact, we've had some significant improvements where we've been able to double our turns, increase our quality, cut our PPM in half, as well as we've had the lowest amount of attrition and churn out of the plants as well. Mm. Especially when they see that we're willing to invest both the time and the resources into their personal and professional development, that goes a long way.
I'm glad you cut that PPM in half. It sounds horrible. What is PPM?
Defects, parts per million.
Okay, I got it. So, And if you'd like to know more about that, I'm sure you could take an APIC certification class, CSEP or CLTD. Check it out for more. Brent, you're involved with your local APIC chapter, or do you have a local anything?
Yes, absolutely. I'm part of the board of directors for our Central Illinois chapter, the Lincoln Land chapter, and have been a member of the board since 2015.
And I met your what do you call it, the person that follows you? You're no longer going to be president effective yesterday or today, or what's the plan?
The vote is pending still right now,
certified, right?
Exactly. So I hope to be able to assume the leadership role of our chapter shortly.
No hanging chads or anything.
Exactly.
Lincoln Land, right? I want to make sure.
So how has Apex helped you professionally? I mean, I'm assuming that's a positive response given the audience?
Absolutely. I do have every certification and designation that APICS has. I'm very proud of that. It's important for me, with my background, to be able to demonstrate that I don't just talk the talk, I walk the walk, and that I'm able to show people with my career and my advancement opportunities how they can do the same.
So what are the certifications that you spoke about?
I am a CPIM fellow, a CLTD fellow, a CSCP fellow, and the SCORE P.
Wow. And you're
wow.
Our boss. And you ought to see his email signature. It covers about three lines of certifications. On that transition, if I can just interject here, ASCM. I've got to learn that and get it through my thick skull. He was talking about a new program they're looking at that's going to be really focused on helping veterans transition from active duty into the private sector. We both lived that, but you as a Marine officer, talk about how APICS and ASCM and that experience helped you make a successful transition.
It helped me on a couple different fronts. Being able to understand the terminology is very important to make that transition. And I would say in the infantry, while it wasn't logistics, you live and die by the logistics that support you, so you by de facto you were a logistics officer. But I think what was also very important was the networking and mentoring opportunities that also came with, to be able to see people who have successfully made that transition to give you advice and to help extend your network across a variety of different industries was very important.
And, you know, there's a lot of work to be done there. The APICS Atlanta chapter has been trying to work to support the veterans community for 14 or 15 years. Mike Roman, which many of y'all know, maybe in the room, has done great work there. And we've got a lot more work to do to help veterans really transition successfully, regardless of the sector that they want to go into. If we can bring that full circle, and Chris, give me just a little more leeway here. Talked about the terminology, learning terminology and how that was a critical part of your transition. Going back to the five plants, I think all of them were in Mexico, and two took you up. We talked a little bit on the prep call how those two plants that took you up on the offer really benefited from the common, you know, the vernacular that they all could get aligned on due to the APICS body of knowledge, right?
Absolutely. And in fact, with SAP or SAP, it has leveraged the terminology of APICS to the point where we were able to start instructing and mentoring them on how to use the system based upon the terminology and how that stitched everything together. So that was enlightening, and it really enabled the step change in performance.
Mm. Well, I'm just curious. You were even in the retail space for a bit. Has APICS helped you through all these transitions? I don't want to say all of them, but a few steps in your career?
Yeah, the 3 years I was a store manager for Home Depot prior to Caterpillar. And if I would have known about APICS prior to Caterpillar, I think it would have definitely would have helped. Mm. But the transition with APICS really is when I came to Caterpillar. Mm. Again, the focus on the career development and expanding the supply chain expertise, that partnership with APICS, between APICS and CAT was very important.
Yeah, and speaking of the Home Depot, most of our listeners will know Home Depot just rejoined the Gartner Top 25 supply chain rankings, mainly due to a lot of their massive delivery enhancement project they've been implementing. So neat to have them headquartered right there in the supply chain city of Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, and a lot of their success around supply chain is getting top quality supply chain certifications from APICS Atlanta.
Absolutely. I like it. I thought you did that.
So, yeah, that's exciting to see that you're kind of in that space. It's interesting. I work now more on the CLTD side of APICS, so warehouses and transportations. And I've got about a 70% success rate when I walk in. I look at the operations, and I can pretty much tell whether the person has a military background. Mm. So I think from a transportation, warehousing, CLTD perspective, it's a great place, especially for the military. And if you study the CLTD learning system, you'll understand that basically the military created kind of the supply chain space as we know it today.
Mm. Right.
So what, Brent, would you, just with your experience with APICS and your experience overall professionally, what kind of advice would you give somebody that's just, one, either coming out of college, maybe or in college studying, looking for a career, maybe as they plan their curricula, coming out of college, or maybe trying to transition into supply chain management, any thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about now how you can differentiate yourself from the pack, and being able to do that with a APIC certification is a key differentiator. Even within Caterpillar and other industry types, I think that you look at what stands out on a resume anymore isn't necessarily your degree. That's really, that gets you to the interview. It then is, what are those key differentiators that you can show that you've gone above and beyond? And the APIC designation and certifications definitely give you that.
Yeah, continuous improvement. It's not only a methodology for processes. I think it's a methodology for successful professionals.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And also with my new role with digital transformation, it's even more important to be have a growth mindset of continuously learning and contributing and living by the body of knowledge that APIC delivers.
Yep. So also speak, though, beyond the knowledge and the learning, which is critically important, as we all know, but the networking, right? When you join APIC and you join ASCM now, you know, you're instantly part of a 45 or 50,000 member global society, right? Where you can network, you can share best practices, you can find market intelligence that may be under the radar in terms of career opportunities or business opportunities for that matter. Speak a little bit to that, Brent.
Sure. Where I've seen a lot of the I would say the personal development that I've gotten in that space with networking has come with the conferences, as well as some of the classes and seminars that are offered in Chicago. And it's very, we get to be a bit insular in our industry mm-hmm. type, and being able to work with other companies, even outside of our industry, it is very good to be able to get understanding of what's happening in the market today, what successes are they having. We share a lot of the same common problems and issues, and how are they, other companies, other industries, being able to address those. Mm. And I think that's where I think a lot of the value of networking comes into play.
Mm. So before we kind of shift gears over to Joe and talk about some different aspects of Joe's APIC journey, if you can speak to, you know, there's so many, as a society, we all want to help the veteran community. And I think one of the hugest opportunities is the supply chain logistics manufacturing opportunity for veterans coming out. As you see programs designed to help with that transition, or if you either speak to that or speak to the advice you would give specifically to veterans maybe entering their last year before they get out, if they can plan like that, entering into that retirement, that final retirement year, maybe they're approaching terminal leave and have more time to invest. Speak to either how we can best structure these transition programs as associations and as companies, or give more advice to the veterans coming out.
Absolutely. I've had the privilege of working with, from colonels all the way down to sergeants, on transitioning, mm-hmm. so a full spectrum across the rank structure. And really, it's being humble mm-hmm. and understanding that many of the things that made them successful in the military still hold true. Leadership, drive, relentless pursuit of excellence. Those are wonderful characteristics that will continue to serve them well in their careers. Now it's time to learn. Mm. It's to understand and to leverage the body of knowledge that APIC presents to be able to successfully understand and be able to leverage those characteristics, those qualities, and be able to be successful in a civilian role.
Mm. So being open-minded and humble enough to kind of relearn.
Absolutely.
You know, 'cause a lot of these folks coming out have spent 20 years with some huge accomplishments, leading teams, leading initiatives, leading all types of efforts, but kind of...
Yeah, absolutely. And I think part of this is where the mentoring comes in, because being able to translate the accomplishments that they had in the military it's very difficult to translate that into something that's readily understood within the private or public sector. And so having that mentor organization and network can really help them be able to present what they've done and their career highlights in a readily digestible format. Mm-hmm. I think that's very important.
Scott, let's wrap this up. I've got a little reality around our theory of supporting our veterans. That's one of our core tenets of the APIC Atlanta chapter, is supporting the veterans transition. We We actually have sponsorships for veterans, either highly subsidized or free.
Scholarships.
To take APIC certification classes. We've got, through our sponsors, Legility and Competitive Insights, Collective Insights, excuse me, they were able to fund three veterans through classes last year. One of them took two classes, two certifications, passed both certifications, was only unemployed or between roles, got out of the military, retired, and we helped him establish a full-time job within a month and a half. So that's a great success story.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So with that said, you know, as we talked about the theme we've got here, finding your heroes, supply chain talent development in your organization. Heroes can take a number of different definitions. And, you know, someone, you know, we owe such a great debt to the folks that are have served, currently serve, and will be serving. So Brent Ruth with Caterpillar, really appreciate you joining us here today and really appreciate your service.
Thank you.
All right. So as we thought, that was, we could have gone for a couple more hours there. Brent, really appreciate you sharing with it, joining us here today. Up next, Joe Shidlowski, consultant, educator, coach, and longtime APIC's volunteer leader at all levels, including the executive level, SAP guru. We certainly talked about that in the prep call. So good afternoon again, Joe.
Hi.
Glad you're here.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, so we have another SAP expert. That's great. I was just kidding with the SAP. I think it's... let's not turn this into a SAP advertorial.
Real expert.
So, yeah, that's right.
Tell us a bit about you. I know, as I mentioned earlier, you seem to be somewhat of a very popular person here, maybe just through longevity, maybe just through being a good person. But how have you? What's your background, and how have you gotten here?
Well, my background is I spent 4 years in college becoming a biologist.
Biologist.
To get
a lot
a job
of supply
and
chain there.
Work in working in a lab for about maybe 2 years. So 4 years of college for 2 years of work as a biologist. But the good thing about it was that it got me into a large pharmaceutical company, very fully integrated. And for a young guy out of college, it was like a field of dreams. There are all kind of different areas I could get into. And I was fascinated with operations. And I thought the best way to really learn about how a company runs might be to go and get an MBA. So I went on and got an MBA in finance. 3 years later, I discovered that working in a job scheduling and planning department, as we called it then, as an MRP planner, that I really, in spite of all that education, didn't really know what MRP stood for yet. Mm. So I heard about this thing called APIC. I went to a meeting and I joined immediately. I found out about the only certification program they had then, which was the CPIM. And that was really a kind of a turning point in my career, because that prepared me for the MRP implementation that lied ahead.
Joe, what is CPIM? Can you just give 30 seconds?
Well,
on
it's
what
a certification in production and inventory management. So it spans the breadth of the supply chain within an organization, let's say within the four walls of an organization. Different levels of planning and forecasting, scheduling, inventory, and other functions that support the flow of inventory through the company.
Yeah, thank you.
And you were talking in the prep call how we called the CPIM program and APIC Body Knowledge a uniting force within that MRP project that you were assigned to early in your career, right?
Absolutely. It was a uniting force to have some coherent language and approach to problem solving, and then to apply that in a new system. Was really a timely thing for me to have the right certification. And it also, because I was an early adapter to the certifications in my company, I had some distinction as someone who could do some training. Mm. So it got me into the mode of being called upon to do some training, and I realized I probably need a little help with that. So I went on and took an APIC Train the Trainer course, which also proved to be very pivotal because I found that I really enjoyed this training and conveying this body of knowledge to others.
Mm. So go ahead, Chris.
I would say Train the Trainer. That's what is that? Is that like a? I'm familiar with Toastmasters. Is that a similar?
It's more of a. It's a 2-day concentrated course as opposed to Toastmasters, which is also a good means for continuous improvement in the speaking arena. And I've been involved with Toastmasters as well. But Train the Trainer can be a painful process for someone the first time you see yourself on camera and hear yourself speak. But there's a lot of room for improvement through that, and APIC continues to offer a very fine train-the-trainer program.
So speaking of APIC's offerings this time of transformation, exciting transformation, right, where ASCM is going to really ramp up the volume in terms of what our organization can offer organizations and supply chain professionals, On that note, and given your APIX leadership, how have you seen APIX evolve to accommodate the ever-evolving role of supply chains?
Sure.
Well, supply chain professionals, sorry.
The very term, you know, supply chain management now means so many different things to different people depending on what part of the supply chain that you happen to be involved in. And APIX has really put its arms around that. You know, the old acronym, and we would always get asked, what does APIC stand for? And you'd have to say the American Production and Inventory Control Society. But it really is global, and it covers supply chain from suppliers' suppliers downstream to customers' customers. It covers transportation, logistics, and distribution, as well as procurement now, in addition to the Production Inventory Control Foundation on which it was based. The CSCP program is another fine example of a true end-to-end look at supply chain.
And then with the CLTD, as we've talked about, reverse logistics is just table stakes these days, right? In the Amazon era, as we all know, that's such a cliche, but it's a reality. You know, the example we talked about yesterday, Chris, is, and if you're guilty of doing this, raise your hand. Let's see how it does this. You know, order three pairs of shoes at home. You try on two pairs, and you try on all three, and you keep the one that fit. And look the best, and you send the other two back, right?
Very different.
I won't say which family member on my side is guilty of doing this, but reverse logistics is table stakes for today's retail environment, and APIX and ASCM is really evolving to tackle issues like that, right?
Absolutely. It's the fourth flow in the supply chain. You know, it's not just the cash and the goods and the information, but now it's reverse logistics built right into supply chain designs.
Wait a minute. I think a CSCP class is about ready to break out here, Joe. And what is CSCP? Anyone want to?
Well, it's a certified supply chain professional.
All right.
Chris, I appreciate what you're doing. We're in a room full to our listeners, a room full of APIX and ASCM members, volunteer leaders, many of which have all these certifications and know these elementary questions. But a lot of our listeners, you know, they don't know these things. And you know, we see, as we were telling, I think, Abe yesterday, when I first got involved in APIX 15 years ago, we'd tell folks that, hey, we've got APIX PDM, come on out. Well, two out of every 10 people might understand and connect APIX with supply chain, at least in the Atlanta community. That has changed and continue to get closer and closer to 10 out of 10. And we found there's just as much lack of awareness around these other acronyms that we know as APIX leaders, or volunteer leaders, certified professionals. But a lot of folks are still figuring that out. And why, you know, what's their why for going through that training, right?
Well, you know, what we have to realize is that supply chain management is now really a strategic imperative at companies. You know, it's not just a must-have, a necessary evil, so to speak. It's a means of gaining competitive advantage. And I think that's why, you know, APIX has gotten so much more awareness, because supply chain management itself is in the news. Almost every day there's an article which relates directly to supply chain management in the first page of the newspaper. So I think that's why it's continued to gain in popularity, as well as it's gained in complexity, because so many more companies are outsourcing more and more goods on a global playing field, that there are a lot of links in modern supply chains. So it does require more careful management and more opportunities to make significant cost savings and improvements.
Yep. Supply chain has a seat at the table unlike ever before, which is really neat.
So, Joe, what has it meant to you personally? I mean, I know there's a lot of other things you could probably be doing besides sitting here on a wonderful Saturday afternoon.
Well, it has meant a lot to me personally. It's really changed, as I said, the direction and the development path for my career. And the fact that I've gone on in the APIX organization was almost like a parallel career path, if you will, even though it was volunteer. It's been a big part of my life. And having had the opportunity to serve as APIX president and be there while we were implementing some strategic planning processes and making some significant governance changes that helped APIX get to where it is today, I feel a lot of attachment and kind of responsibility for this organization and to drive it forward. There were a period of years, of course, when my main focus was working to make a living, and now my focus has changed a bit. Even though I still do some significant amount of teaching and coaching, I'm more concerned about making a difference. And I really feel that the APIX, one of the wonderful things about APIX is the number of volunteers that we have within the APIX body, loyal volunteers, and I'm happy to be a part and working with them this weekend.
Yeah, incredible relationships.
Yeah, and if I could bring Brent back into the conversation here on that volunteer thing, I think Brent Being the effective snooper that I am, I checked you out on LinkedIn. You seem to be somewhat of a serial volunteer. Is that part of who you are, or kind of why are you such a passionate person about that?
Absolutely. I think to be a good citizen of the world now, you have to have both not only your work-life balance, but also your balance with society at large. And for me, that means giving back to the community that I live and work in, whether that's in Mexico, whether that's in Peoria. To be able to give back to the community, I think, is a very important part of what makes me who I am.
Yeah, when you said whether it's in Peoria, I always remember that. I went to college in Peoria, so what was the adage that said if it'll sell in Peoria, it'll sell anywhere. So that was kind of, when you're comparing it to Mexico, of course, Peoria or Mexico, that's the big.
So circling back to Joe, you're talking about a second, and thank you for that, Brent. You're talking about, you know, paying it forward and serving others and making a difference. The same question we posed to Brent, you know, what advice would you give those folks that are new to industry, or maybe they're just coming out of the college and they had, as you know, a lot of the gaps that we all have coming out of the college, right, where we know everything. What advice would you give those folks?
I would tell anyone to consider very seriously whether you're a new, you know, a new entrant into the workforce, or whether you're a hiring manager, that Apex should be on your radar if you are in supply chain or in the supply chain field at all. Even college graduates, and there are many colleges now that offer programs in supply chain management, I tell recent graduates there, even in courses when I've taught at universities, that it's a really good idea to just go on and get a certification, because I think, as Brent alluded to, that in many cases, it's the degrees that get you the interview, but it might be the certification which makes the difference and gets you the job. That the degree might be a necessary qualifier to get the interview, but the certification and the demonstration of that kind of knowledge of supply chain is the differentiator.
So our first keynote today, Robert Stevenson, I believe, was talking about the soft skills and how critical that was. Mm. We talked about, certainly in the prep calls, the value of APIX and ASCM as it relates to the intangibles in your career. Speak to that a little bit.
Sure. Just imagine having an opportunity to learn how to essentially run a small not-for-profit organization without the pressure that you would have of trying to learn as you go in front of, for example, your boss at work. Mm-hmm. And that's what APIX chapter involvement has meant to me, that volunteer side of it, right from the core and being involved in the chapter, then going on in the next levels and being involved in APIX committees and eventually the board. This was all a development path for me without really having it planned. It was very easy, very non-threatening, and you're working with people that you have a common interest with and networking at the same time.
Mm. Joe, you mentioned chapter. Do you have a chapter affiliation?
I'm affiliated with the Greater North Jersey chapter. I'm the executive vice president.
That sounds official.
Well, it's affiliated.
Affiliated. And have you been involved a while, or is that the only thing you've done with them?
I've been, the chapter, I helped them go through a merger with another chapter a couple of years back, and had been involved with one of the two predecessor chapters for many years. I'd served as chapter president, and I've been teaching for them for many years, the certifications.
So was that like a hostile takeover kind of situation?
They always say it's a merger of equals.
Nobody had to
leave
take
it
a,
at that.
Nobody had to take a poison pill or anything like that. Getting into my mergers and acquisitions talk here. And you also, are you a professional or a passionate instructor? You do other, instruct for universities or things like that?
I do.
Yeah?
I do some custom education. I do some college courses in the project management and supply chain management field.
Sounds like you'd be an excellent APIX instructor for anybody that wants to learn a bit more about it.
Yeah.
So real quick, as we wrap up this interview, you know, in the Atlanta area, one of the topics that we are getting really asked a lot about. In fact, we've got a executive roundtable at Graphic Packaging headquarters in Atlanta coming up on S&OP. Mm-hmm. You're obviously an SME in the field of S&OP. Why do you think that is? I'll make the assumption everyone's seeing that demand. Why is that so important in today's supply chain world?
Yes, sales and operations planning, you know, has been around for probably 30 years, but many companies that say they're doing it or think they're doing it aren't really fully taking advantage of the capabilities of sales and operations planning to balance demand and supply while optimizing all the activities that go on. And really, I think of it as so important because if anything else, It's a communications mechanism. Mm-hmm. It's a process for keeping the functions within an organization and across the supply chain aligned. And that becomes more and more important as supply chains become longer and more complex and more geographically dispersed.
Mm. Well, so speaking of S&OP, another thing we've got coming to Atlanta, APIC member Anthony Zampello, which many of y'all know, he goes by Z, I believe. He and the ASCM team's coming to Atlanta in March for an S&OP workshop, I believe, Chris, right?
Yeah, it's a great area, right near the airport.
Very hot
topic. Busiest airport in the world, by the way.
And the number one ranked, according to Malcolm and our research team.
He knows his numbers. So, Joe, I'd say overall, for a biologist, you're not doing too bad in the supply chain space.
it's been a real nice trip.
All right. Well, we are about out of time. We're on a tight schedule, and actually we're on schedule. Who would have thunk at a supply chain team of supply chain association here? But really appreciate the time we've spent. Really interesting conversation. I wish we had a couple more hours. Brent Ruth, again, with Caterpillar, thanks for your time and your service. Josh Shedlowski, just about got me. Consultant, educator, coach, longtime APIC volunteer leader. Appreciate all your contributions to our association. Chris, any before we move into sign-off mode, any final thoughts on your end?
No, just, if you're out there, if any of this sounds interesting, maybe you want to meet the people we talked to today. APIC and ASCM has chapters all across the country, as well as the world. So if you're out there, go out, take charge of your own career, get involved.
Yep, absolutely. So as we bring this episode number 38 to a close, we'd like to thank the entire ASCM team and community for their support. Up next for the Supply Chain Now Radio team, Chris, we've got a ton of webinars, podcasts, imagine that. Check out our website for more information at supplychainnowradio.com. On Monday, we're going to be interviewing U.S. Congressman Drew Ferguson, who's been selected to serve on the House Committee on Ways and Means, where we're going to be talking about, guess what, infrastructure, right? It's going to be on the tips of many folks' tongues in the next couple of years. So be sure to check out that, other upcoming events, replays of interviews, other resources at our website. And you can find us on iTunes and SoundCloud. Of course, Chris, we'd be honored to have anyone subscribe. On behalf of Chris Barnes and the entire SNR Supply Chain Radio team, this is Scott Luton wishing you a safe travels. Everybody, safe travels back to your respective markets. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for learning.